Five hacks to get more from your brain. Your brain is a system, and the key to hacking any system is to think about the inputs. So, what are the inputs of the brain? We have your own thoughts, of course, but there are also many more, such as what you eat and the chemicals that make their way into the brain as a result, what you are seeing, what you are hearing, even the temperature of your surroundings. Let's discuss five ways you can hack this system in order to get more out of it. 1. Use blue light. The brain sets our sleep-wake cycle, or circadian rhythm, based on numerous different inputs. Key among these is the light that we detect through our eyelids, and even through our skull. When the light is bright, we produce more cortisol and nitric oxide, which keeps the brain alert and awake. A simple hack, then, is to use blue light from a special lamp in order to keep yourself more switched on. 2. Or red light. Likewise, though, using light that is a little redder on the spectrum will have the opposite effect. This suggests to the brain that everything is setting in and that it's time to wind down. Thus, it begins to produce melatonin. Use red light as evening comes around, and you'll be better primed for bed and will have a deeper night's sleep, resulting in more energy the next day. 3. Take a cold shower. The brain responds similarly to temperature. If you give yourself a cold shower, this will cause a flood of neurotransmitters associated with alertness and wakefulness. This is an ideal way to give yourself a rush of energy in the morning. 4. Workout. Working out will likewise also wake up the brain and cause a flood of wakefulness hormones to be unleashed. What's more is that it will increase the flow of oxygen and nutrients to the brain by dilating blood vessels. 5. Timing. The brain will naturally peak and trough in energy throughout the day as you veer between anabolic and catabolic states. The key is to recognize that those tired phases aren't necessarily a bad thing. These actually make us more creative, and so one of the best things you can do is to time your work in such a way as to synchronize it with your brain's internal rhythms. This is even better than trying to hack it into the state you want to be in.